We're back with All Things Considered. I'm Andrea Seabrook. Now, your tales of summer road trips. For our homework segment, we got lots of stories, from broken down minivans to canoes barely secured to the roof. Roseanne DeLong was one of eight children growing up. One year, her parents rented a summer cottage on Sebago Lake in Maine, sight unseen. The big excitement? It had a game room. For weeks, all the kids had visions of ping pong, a pool table, or a piano. But Roseanne writes, the house turned out to be a huge hunting lodge, and the game room came complete with about six moose heads, deer in various stages of antler growth, and taxidermied animals all over the place. She writes, all the children stood in the middle of the room, screaming and crying. Some tidbits of wisdom gleaned from your letters. From Chris Lavin in Canyon, California, use white chalk on vinyl to separate the back seat between siblings. And John Walensky of Hammond, Indiana notes that roadkill gets larger as one travels west. Huh. And then there's this from Gail Gerdeman. She and her husband, plus their two boys, drove from Oregon to Joshua Tree, California on a camping trip.
My husband and I have one pup tent, and the little boys who were 4 and 1 at the time were in the tent next to us. We were woken up in the middle of the night by our oldest son, the 4-year-old, yelling, Alex, get off of me. And then, just a few minutes later, Alex, but his voice sounded much further away. We peeked out of the tent, and the boy's tent was rolling downhill. We had not, in our being so tired, staked down the tents. So we had a dash out, rescued the boys, and from then on, we have one adult in each of the pup tents when it was windy as ballast.
Important lessons learned on the road. Thanks to everyone for their great stories. For this week's homework, we'd like to hear about your dramatic and brave career changes when work takes a 180. Write to homework at npr.org or call the homework hotline at 202-408-5183. Tell us your story and give us a number where we can reach you. Again, it's homework at npr.org or the homework hotline at 202-408-5183.